Breshir's Mesechtes Vachem Daf Nun Beis. We will begin Beis or Hashem Yisbaruch and Daf Nun Beis Amin Aleph on the second line. In our previous year, we had learned a Braisa, a lengthier Braisa, that had indicated that the Torah teaching us the halacha that the shirayim, the leftover blood from a carbon, is poured on the side, is mentioned in many different places. And in fact, the Gemara had indicated that in three places that the way the Torah mentioned it is by saying Ayisoid Mizbach Hoila. And that we learned many different halachas from, there were many halachas that were learned from those psukim. One of the halachas that were learned from that psukim, from that pasuk, actually when the Torah says this halacha by the sar of the Nasi, that if the Nasi does an Avera for which a regular Jew would bring a Karm Chattis, he brings a sar, the Torah says the words, and from here, the Gemara had learned, Tain Yisoid L'mizbech Shloila. That means, whoever brought a carbon that was brought on the Mizbech Achitzen, the Mizbech Ha'oila, then the halacha is that blood should be, the leftover blood, the shirayim, should be put on the side hamizbeach. The Gemara then had asked the question, the Braisa then asked the question, Oyeinoi, the Gemara Braisa had asked, perhaps, what the pasuk is coming to teach us, Eina elo, shalumizbeach shloilo ye yisoid. The Gemara's question was that maybe what we should learn from this pasuk is that there is a yisoid on the mizbeach ha'oila. That's what the pasuk is coming to teach us. The Gemara now questions, what was the basis for that question? What was the reason that somebody would assume that that's what the pasuk is coming to teach us? Miksiv el yisoid ha'oila, that if the pasuk would have used the words el yisoid ha'oila, the pasuk is indeed teaching us that there has to be by the carbon oil matni yisoid. The pasuk says el yisoid mizbach ha'oila ksev. I'm talking, so that indicates, says the Gemara, that it's speaking about all kabbonis. And how would we assume that's only speaking about the carbon oilam? Explains the Gemara. That when the Braisa asked this question, that the pasuk of a yisoid mizbach oil is coming to teach us that the oiler's blood should be put on the corners that are next, that have yisoid under them, if the Torah would have used the words, but the Torah is that we have to put it on the upper part of the yisoid. We talk at the ledge, there's a vertical part and a horizontal part. The Torah is speaking, teaching us a gog of the yisoid. We don't put it on the vertical part, we put it on the horizontal. Put it on the horizontal part. That, as we know, the yisoid is an al amma by an amma, and the Gemara is suggesting that we should put it on the, first of all, maybe we put it on the vertical part, and now we're learning we should put it on the horizontal part. Amr Rabbi Shmuel says, Rabbi Shmuel, that gag yisoid, to tell me that you should put it on that part, on the horizontal part, lomeli kor, but there's no need for a pasuk, kavachaymer, because that can be learned through the following kavachaymer. Uma shiori chattis. If we speak about the shiori chattis, sheinam chaperis, tuna, yugag yisoid, we'll see what this means in a moment, does requires that that's where, that the blood should be put on the horizontal part, because the pasuk said el yisoid hamizbeach, just, and the Gemara is explaining that just like the Mizbeach has the upper surface, it's here too, it should be put on the surface of the side, Tchilas Oila. So when we speak about the carbon Oila, Shemechaperis, Enedin, Shetuna, Yisoid, and the Gemara is explaining that the Shiori Adam are not Mechaper. The main part of the carbon is Mechaper. Amar Akiva, says Amar Akiva that this halacha, that the dam of the oila has to be put on the surface. We learn with the following kal v'chomer. Mashiyar chat Hashem b'chaprim. Ein boin l'chapr. We speak about the shiari hadam, which aren't here in the kapara capacity. Tunagagi yisoi, tchilas oila shim chaperis, v'bol l'chapr. We speak about the first zrikas hadam, which is m'chapr, ein adin sh'tei tunagagi yisoi. Imkein, matam aloimer yisoi mizbeach. It must be coming to teach us as we've been learning that that's where we put the dam when we do zrikas dam by carbon oila. So Gemara had two kavachaymers, and the two kavachaymers that the Gemara suggested, the Kivis version and Shmuel's version, seem to be very similar. And not only do they seem to be very similar, we're looking for a nafkamina. But my benai, what's the nafkamina between these two approaches? Says the Gemara Amar Avad Bar Hava, Shiraim Akfim. We keep on discussing in our Shiurim, the locha, that the Shiori Adam poured the leftover blood from any carbon poured on the Mizbeach. The question is, are they essential to the kapara of the carbon? That becomes the discussion of the Gemara. And the opinion that says that Shiraim Akvim, that Shiraim are essential, there are different versions of, in the Rishonim, what that means. The Chazon Ish explains that the Gemara over here is saying that when the Gemara is explaining the opinion or identifying the opinion that Shiraim Akvim, it means that if you didn't do that, just like we know, if you were to bring a carbon and not do Zerikas Adam is an essential part of bringing the carbon. So, and without it, you don't have a valid carbon. So too will be regarding the Shiar Adam. That's the way the Chazon Ish explains. The Taras HaKodesh explains that it doesn't, Shvicha Shrayim does not affect the validity of the carbon, but what it does affect is that one would not be allowed to eat meat from a carbon where the meat may be eaten. One would not be allowed to put the emrim on the mizbeach from that if there was no shvicha shrayim. Another opinion is that shrayim makvim means that just like we find, we've mentioned this halacha many times, the emrim have to be burnt on the mizbeach. But the halacha is that if you don't have emrim, the carbon is still kosher. Shrayim akvim means that one has to try to do whatever he can to leave over shirayim in order that he should be able to do shvicha shirayim. There's a special obligation to try to see that shirayim should be left to be done. Another opinion is that, again, everybody will agree that if you have, even the mandamid that holds shirayim akvim will agree that if you have a carbon and you didn't bring the shirayim, and you didn't pour the shirayim, the carbon is still kosher. The question here is, if you do have shirayim, and we know that after the shirayim are poured on the mizbeach, that's when the emrim are put on the mizbeach, put on the yisoid. The Mara's discussion here is that if you have blood available and you did not use that blood to put it on the side, to do the shirayim, put it on the side of mizbeach, then the halacha will be that carbon, you can't move on to the next step. Says the Gemara again. Amar Rav Adi Bar Hava, the machloek between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva is regarding the subject of shirayim benayu, mean akvim ik benayu. Marasov, Rabbi Shmuel's opinion is, makvi, that they are essential, but even though they don't affect kapara, they're essential. It says, Umash Yorichatish and Machaprim. Rabbi Shmuel's words were that the Shiraim are not Machaper, but that doesn't mean that they're not essential. Umasover, Rekiva, looking at the words that Rekiva uses, holds Loy Ma'akvin. That's why when Rekiva said, he said, V'enim Boam Lekaporim. He didn't use the exact same words. Rabbi Shmuel used the words That means that you have to bring him, but no she'ena mechabrim. Whereas Mekivi uses the words, stronger words. He says, ena barm la kapara, that they don't hold up any part of the carbon in any way. And that's going to be, says the Gemara, the machloikis between Rabbi Shmuel and Mekiva. But as far as what we are discussing, everybody agrees that we could learn that halacha through the Kal v'chomer. Rabbi Kapha actually says the Kulama, both Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva hold Shuraim Eim Akvim, that the Shuraim are not Akvim. What is the machloikis? That machloikis is regarding a different situation, different halacha. Says the Gemara, b'mitzui chatas oif ma'akiv kamifli. We know that when one brings a chatas oif, that it doesn't bring it for every Avera that you would bring a chatas of behema, only certain Averas, as we've discussed, the Zav, the Zava, the Metzaira. And the Gemara teaches us that later on in the Masechta Daf, Pei Daled, that the procedure for bringing a chatas oif is first we do Malika, we kill the bird through Malika, then we do Hazar, we sprinkle the blood on the Mizbeach, exactly where and how we will discuss, and then Mitzui Hadam. The Mitzui Hadam is where they squeeze the blood out of this animal, out of this bird, on the wall of the Mizbeach. Nara Gemara says, the Machloikis here is, the Mitzui Achatos Oif Ma'akvi, Kamilki, is that essential for the Kapora? Mar Savar B'Shmol holds Ma'akiv, and if you did not do Mitzui Adam, the halacha is that they're not, that he only said that they're not there for Kapora, but they're essential. Mar Savar Loi Ma'akvi, and the other Mandama holds that they are not, even to that degree, essential that you have to do it. But it's most interesting that Al Gemara, when both Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, when they were expressing their Kal v'chomer, the way they expressed the Kal v'chomer is they were saying that the Shiore Adam, as we just finished discussing, a question, how significant is the Shiore Adam in the procedure of the carbon? And the Gemara says that the Tchila, the original sprinklings of the carbon oila, is Baal Lechaper, which as we learn those words, the most interesting, because we know that the carbon oil is really not here for a kapara. So what does the Gemara mean when it said, boin lechaper? So the Gemara actually, Masechta the Yuma, that Flamed Vav Amar Aleph teaches us, that the carbon oil does come to be mechaper on Avera. It comes to be mechaper on the Avera of a built-in mitzvah assay. The Taisus over there identifies what does that mean. For example, somebody didn't put on tefillin. And if somebody didn't put on tefillin, he violated a mitzvah asay, and that's what the carbon oila b'zman shebeisim the shayukayim would be mechaper. So I saw that many poskim discuss the following question: if somebody put on tefillin, he thought he was putting on Rashi's tefillin, and instead he was putting on Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. Now, of course, the halacha is that we paskin, that the primary tefillin to be put on is Rashi tefillin. There are people that put on Rabbeinu Tam tefillin as well, but the general agreement is that Rashi's tefillin are what the tefillin that you have to wear. And this person ended up not wearing Rashi's tefillin all these years. What is the halacha? So the Shas Tshuva's Chazoyin Nochem Tzimin Zayin discusses this. He discusses somewhat of a different question. Discusses that after the war, I think it was World War I, and people came home and that they didn't have any tefillin, and somebody got tefillin. A person wasn't aware of the difference between Rashi tefillin and Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, and he put on Rabbeinu Tam tefillin all those years, not realizing that they weren't the Rashi tefillin. So it seems that maybe he needs to have a kapara because, as the Gemara Masechet Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph speaks about a kakafta delay manach tefillin, somebody who doesn't wear tefillin. But here, it's really not the same because here he thought he did. And the other aver, of course, is that the halacha is supposed to say Krishna every day during the week with tefillin. The Gemara Masechta Brachos, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, says the kol kari Krishna b'lo tefillin. If somebody says Krishna without tefillin, kilu meid sheker b'atzma, as if he's saying false testimony against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And now the question is, how do we look at this person? So the Chazon Nachum says, this person did not do the aver b'mezid, and he didn't know the difference between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam Tfilin, and he's doing tshuva now that he became aware of that, and it would be sufficient. Then I saw that the Sefer Chashuki Chemin Haver indicates that the minig is that we know that there are hairs left out on the Tfilin Shel Rosh. And the tefillin of Rashi have a different place between where the hair are left out. By Rashi tefillin, the hair is left out by the first separation between the batim. And Rabbeinu Tam has it in between those. Between the two, you have four batim, four compartments. Tefillin Shel Rosh in the middle of the four compartments. So the question is, does that, the fact that he should have seen this person every day when he's putting on the tefillin, that the hair is not out of the place where it's supposed to be, that should have led him to be suspicious that there's something wrong with his tefillin? Or is it not something that we should expect that the regular person should know? So the Chashuki Chemed Rav Zilberstein Shlita asked this question to Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Zatzal, and he says that, yes, of course, every Jew is expected to know Kol HaTorah Kula, and every Jew is certainly expected to know all of the halacha. But he quotes the Chazon Ish, who says that it's impossible to have an expectation of anybody, and certainly not a person who's supposed to be a very learned person, to know every halacha, b'zman hazeh, and to be so familiar and being able to identify the difference between Rashi's tefillin, what is, how we produce the tefillin Shel Rashi versus how we produce the tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam. That's an unreasonable expectation, and therefore he says the halacha is that this person is considered a pure shogeg, and his fact that he's regretting as is doing tshuva for what he done has done is sufficient. Says the Gemara Tanya Kavasa Rapapa, we have a brisa that supports what Rapapa just said it. The Pasuk speaks about the Parakoy Mashiach, as we discussed in our previous shiur, that if the Kohen Gadol, who was anointed with the Shemen HaMishka, did an Aveir for which someone else would bring a Karmel Chatos, the Pasuk says, he has to bring a special Parakoy Mashiach, and the Pasuk says, was called Dam HaPar, Yishbarech, Yisoyin Mizbach Ha'olam. And the question is, Ma Tam Alei Ma Par? Why does the Torah have to use the word par? We're in the middle of discussing the par koy Mashiach, so the word par is superfluous. Liman al par yom kippurim, shaf tom matan domli soy devir rebbe. That the par that the Kohen Gadol brings in Yom Kippur also has this requirement. Amar Rabbi Shmuel, to which Rabbi Shmuel says that the halacha, that the par of Yom Kippur, the leftover blood has to be poured on the soy and mizbeach, b'kal v'chayma, can be learned through a kal v'chayma. If a carbon, like the Parakoy Mashiach, that its blood is not brought into the Kodesh Kodeshim, ton yisoid, the halacha is that we have to pour the leftover blood on the yisoid. So certainly, the par Yom Kippur that goes into the Kodesh Kodeshim, and it didn't ton yisoid. Amar Rekiva also has a kal v'chomer to come to the same conclusion. Not only is there no obligation to bring the Parakoy Mashiach and the Kodesh HaKodeshim, but more than that, there's no obligation to bring the Parakoy Mashiach. Hopefully, the Kohen Gadol could experience his whole life without bringing a Parakoy Mashiach. And still, the halacha is Ton Yisoid, Mishan Nechtas Dama Lefnei Lefnim. When we speak about Par Yom Kippur, which has to be brought every year, and has to also, of course, as we've been saying, brought into Kodesh HaKodeshim, and Adin Shetan Yisoid, certainly has to have Shvichas Da'im Shir Yisoid. continues the Braisa, Yochel. So therefore, now that we've been able to identify and establish that the dam of the power of Yom Kippur is brought, put on the Shrayim, apart on the side. So this extra power should teach us that Yakvenu, that the Torah is coming to teach us that if you don't put the dam on the side, the carbon is possible. Tamalaymer, V'chil Mechaper Es HaKadosh, that when the Kohen finished everything that's mentioned in that parsha, which doesn't include the Shvicha Shrayim on the side, Shom Kol HaBaros Kolam, that you finished everything you have to do, and therefore Yishmol says, and that's how we know that the Shvicha Shrayim is not Ma'akev. Continues the Gemara, Kal v'chomer, maybe it should teach us L'parakai Mashiach that the Kal v'chomer is Me'ata, and we should learn the Kal v'chomer that now that we have a Kal v'chomer that teaches us that the Par Yom Kippurim is poured, the blood of the Shrayim or the Par Yom Kippurim put on the side, maybe we should learn a Kal v'chomer to the Parakai Mashiach. Man Mishayin Nechtas Dam Lefnim. Loi Chayv Avalimit says, we just said, the Parakai Mashiach, there's no obligation to bring a Parakai Mashiach, and there's no mitzvah to bring it. Ton, you saw it, Mishayin Nechtas Dam Lefnim, Bein Chayv, Bein Lemitzvah, Ein Adin, Shutayin, we saw it, that the halacha will be that it requires, that Ein Adin, that requires you saw it. So, if that's the case, continues the Braisa, Yochel Yakveno, maybe that Tosig is coming to teach us that it's absolutely essential. Tamalayim was called Damapar Yishpoich, and the Tosig kept on saying, V'lokach HaKoyin, V'hizim and Adam, V'nosin HaKoyin, and here the Torah says, was called Adam Yishpoich, doesn't say it in such a direct manner. Nitka HaKosov, what the Torah is trying to teach us, Lasei, that there's only mitzvahs Lasei to do Shvich Shrayim, Vaso Shiori Mitzvah. It makes it into the Shiori Mitzvah, Loimelach Shrayim, and from here we learn that the Shrayim ain't Makvin. I saw a beautiful word. We say, when we say Yishtabach, we say, Haboicher B'Shirei Zimra. What is meant when the Torah says, Haboicher B'Shirei Zimra? What the Torah means to say is, that the Shiori, the even what is just Shirayim, Shiorei Mitzvah is very important to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, in this price we've learned that Rabbi Shmuel's opinion is that the Shiorei Chattis are non-Akiv, as Rav Papa taught us before. The Gemara continues that what Rav Papa did hold, however, as the Rav Papa said, everybody agrees that the Shiorei Hadam are not Ma'akiv. But what Rav Papa said was, we have to discuss the Mitzui Hadam by the Chattis Oif. So Gemara goes on to describe that. So Rav Shmuel, so said the Gemara, said Rav Papa, Rav Shmuel's opinion is that Mitzui Oif, squeezing out the blood of the Chattis Oif, is essential. And Rav Kiva disagreed. Asked the Gemara, the Sover Rav Shmuel, is it indeed Rav Shmuel's opinion that Mitzui Chattis Oif Makiv, that it's absolutely essential. For Tana Debei, Rabbi Shmuel, we learned in the Brice of Yishmol, when the Torah speaks about the Chattis Oif, the Torah says the words, V'hizim adam chattis, al-keir mizbeach, v'anishu b'dam yimotze yisoyim mizbeach. The Tosuk says, hanishu yimotze, what's left over should do with Mitzui. And if Shaina Nitzer, if when you did the Zrik Saddam of the Chattis Oif, it was all used up that way, and there's no blood left over. So we see clearly that Rabbi Shmuel's opinion is that the Mitzui Adam is not Ma'akiv. And Rabbi Papa keeps on telling us that Rabbi Shmuel holds that the Mitzui Adam is Ma'akiv. Says the Gemara, Trei Tanoi, Alibi Rabbi Shmuel, there's a Machlokes Tanoim, what Rabbi Shmuel's opinion is regarding the Mitzui Adam. Amar Rami Bachama, Hai Tana, the Tana that we're going to now learn, hold Sovah Shirayim Me'akvi, that the Shirayim are Me'akv, the carbon, the different Pshatim that we learned earlier, what that perhaps means. As we know, when we speak about Zrik Saddam, on the Mizbeach Achitzin, most kabbonis or many kabbonis, the Sirikas Adam is done on the lower half, under the Chota Sekra, and there are two kabbonis, the Karban Chatas Behema and the Oil HaSa'if, are done on the upper half of the Mizbeach. The Tanya. And the Pasuk, the Brisa teaches us, the Pasuk that speaks about the regular Karban Chatas, the Pasuk says, Akoyna Mechata Oysoi, Oysoi Shenitin Damo Lamalo, the Karban Chatas, which blood is put on the upper half of the Mizbeach, on the corners, on the cronies, V'loi Oysoi Shenitin, Akoyna Mechata Oysoi Yechlena, V'loi Oysoi Shenitin Damo Lamato, not, if it was put on the bottom half, it would not be allowed to eat. Amarta, V'chim Ayam Basa, how do we know that the Karban Chatas, if the blood was put on the lower half of the Mizbeach, that why would we think that it's kosher that we say that you may not eat it? B'chlal Shenemar, says the Brice, because the Pasuk says, V'sisa l'asech ha-bos v'adam ha-mizbech ha-shem al-kecha, v'dam z'v'chech y'shofach ha-mizbech ha-shem al-kecha v'abos ta'oichel. So the fact that Torah says y'shofach means that even though the Torah says we're supposed to do four applications, the halacha is that if you did only one, as we learned in our previous parak, the carbon is kosher. Lamadnu, la'anitonim ha'matana arba, the carbon chattis that's really supposed to have four applications, shemnostim ha'matana achas, if you only did one application, keeper, you have a kapora. Yochol af, nitonim lamalam, if that's by chattis oif, maybe that same thing is by chattis behema, shnos lamata, shekeeper. That would be also effective. And the Gemara would says, how would we get to this conclusion? Dinu. Nemru damim lamala. The certain kabbonis, as we just said, that the blood is put on the upper half. The nemru damim lamata, and the certain kabbonis, that the blood is put on the lower half. Ma dam amur lamatam in nos lamala la keeper. If you put the blood that's supposed to be on the bottom on top, it's not good. After ma marm lamalam nos lamata la keeper. Loi. Says the Gemara, so that's why, so now we have a question that the halacha should actually be that if you put the blood of the chatas behemah on the lower half, the carbon should be puzzled. Loi. To which the Gemara says that isn't a legitimate way of thinking. Because im amarta b'tachtoinim, if we're going to say about the blood of the of a carbon that's supposed to be put on the bottom half, shenitna b'nesin l'malo, put on the upper half, shein soif l'malo. The blood of a carbon that's supposed to be put on the bottom half is not blood that will ever find its way to the bottom half, to the upper half. And therefore, the halacha is suggesting that if you put it on the upper half, it's possible. Time about yoinim, but when we speak about blood that's supposed to be put on the upper half, the chatas behema, shenos l'malo, that when you put it on the upper bottom half, it's not that terrible. Sheshman karv lamata, because there's always going to be some of that blood that belongs on the bottom part of the mizbeach. What do I mean? I mean the shirayim, says the Gemara. But dam and panimim, we could prove that that isn't a good question, because the karbanis that the blood is put into the base of migdash mizbeach apnimi yechichu yeshman karv b'chutz. There's part of those kabbonis that are put on the outside mizbeach, because as we keep on learning in Ashurim, the shiori adam of the kabbonis that are brought inside in the mizbeach apnimi are poured outside. That the halacha still is that nosim b'tchila b'chutz. If you put that dam on the mizbeach achitzin, like keeper. So we see that the svara that since it's going to end up on the bottom of the mizbeach, that should make it okay when you put it on the mizbeach in the wrong place is not a good svara. Says the Gemara, loy, that isn't good svara. When we speak about the dam of the kabbonis that are put on the mizbeach apnimi, she'ein mizbeach apnimi memarkin. That isn't the final step in bringing those carbon. They require another avoda, as we're going to see. Time bel yoinim, when we speak about the blood of a carbon chattis oif that's supposed to be put on the upper half, shekarnas memarkus oisam, that putting the blood on the upper half is what completes that carbon. Because the shirayim, putting the shirayim on the bottom is not makiv. tamloima oisab. So therefore, we would think shrei karnis mamakim sam, and therefore nosl matak sherim, and therefore we would think that since the matan shrayim are nam akif, and therefore they're not as strong as the halacha of the dam hapnimi nosl matak, and therefore maybe we could be lenient and we put that dam on the lower half of the mizbeach sherim tamalai ma oisai. From here we learn oisai shenitin dam lamala v'nos shenitin lamata. That only if you put it up on the top half, not on the bottom half. Says the Gemara. The Gemara goes back to the line that we just discussed, that the Mizbeach HaPnimi, Shei Mizbeach HaPnimi Markud. What does that mean? Lav Elo Shrayim. Doesn't mean to say that by the blood of the Kabbonis of the Mizbeach HaPnimi, putting that blood on the Yusoid, the Shiur Adam on the Yusoid, is essential. But we can't learn from there to the Mizbeach HaChitzin Kabbonis, with a Shiur Adam Anam Akif. Amalei Rava says, Rava, if that's correct, that you're trying to say that the Shiur Adam of the carbon that's brought in the Mizbeach HaPnimi is Ma'akif, Ihochi, so if that's the case, we can learn that the halacha is that if you put a carbon chatus on the lower half, it should certainly be possible, and learn it with the following Kavachoymer. Taste it with the following Kavachoymer. Mashayim Pnimi. We speak about the carbon that's brought in the Mizbeach HaPnimi. That we are now saying, Shesoifen B'chayve B'chutz. That the loch is that you have to put the Shirayim, on the Mizbeach HaChitzin. The loch is, Osen B'tchil B'chutz. That if you put them on the Mizbeach HaChitzin instead of Mizbeach HaPnimi, Loi Keeper, the carbon is ineffective. So certainly, Hanetan Lamalam, the Dam Chatis Behema, Shein Soifer Chayv Lamata, we were not obligated to put it on the bottom half of the Mizbeach. Vos Metchil Mata, and then you did put it there. And this is a carbon that doesn't have to end up on the bottom. Enedin Shloi Keeper. So obviously, this Brisa does not hold Shirai Ma'akfin. Elob. What is a Mizbeach HaPnimi Ma'akan? Bevad El Proichus. That we know that when we have a carbon, we've discussed this so many times, that we have a carbon that's brought in Mizbeach HaPnimi, it's not just that the blood is sprinkled in Mizbeach HaPnimi. There are an application of the dam that also has to be put facing the Proichus. And what the Braisa means says that you have to have both applications to make the carbon effective. And we can learn from there to the damim of a carbon that's brought on the Mizbeach HaChitzin, because that the kabbonis on the Mizbeach HaChitzin don't have two applications of dam, only one. Continues the Gemara Tana Rabbanan, and therefore the Gemara says we can't learn the halacha of the blood of a carbon that's brought on the Mizbeach HaChitzin from the halacha of blood that's brought on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Tanarban the Brisa says regarding the parent sor of Yom Kippur. The pasuk says v'chilu mechapres hakodesh v'soil moed v'smizbeach v'ikrav asor achai. And the question is, it would be adequate for the pasuk to say the word v'ikrav asor achai. Why did the Torah say v'chilu mechapres hakodesh v'soil moed v'smizbeach? To teach us Shem Kippur, that if you did everything that you were supposed to do, kilo, then you have done what you're supposed to do, and the kabbonis are kosher from loy keeper. But if you didn't do everything you were supposed to do, loy kila, and the carbon is not kosher. The Rebbe Kiva. Amar the memnei loy nemar. That why don't you learn the psukim im kila keeper? If you did everything you're supposed to do, in other words, he's not asking, as we're going to see in a moment, that there should be a difference in halacha. What he's trying to say is, I just think that you should explain the pasuk in the straight, in a more direct fashion. Im kila keeper, if you did everything, then you have kapara of him, light keeper, light keeper. And to teach us, shemchisa ach mekal matanis, if you didn't do everything you were supposed to do regarding the zrikas adam of these kabanas, loyosav loyklum. The Gemara and Masechta Yuma, Dav Samacham and Aleph, teaches us that the pasuk that describes the Avodas Yom Kippurim says V'hoisa zois l'chem l'chukos oylam l'chapa b'nei Yisrael m'kol chatoysam achas b'shana. The fact that the Torah uses the word chuka comes to teach us that you have to follow the exact procedure identified in the Torah, chuka. The Gemara continues that Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that the word chuka is only referring to the avoidance that are done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And that's why Rabbi Yehuda says over here a new limud, that not only is the avoidance that is done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim absolutely essential, but even the avoidance that are done in the Heichal. According to Rabbi Kiva, however, the word chuka is referring to everything, not just the avoidance that are done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but even what's done in the Kodesh. So now the Gemara says, but my benayu, as we just identified, what is the machloikis between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva? So says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shmuel and Levi, there's a machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shmuel and Levi to explain what is the difference between these two opinions. One of them says, Meshmal Starshanik Benayu. The machloikis between them is not regarding, as we said, not regarding any specific halacha. Everybody will agree that everything that the Torah says regarding the power of Yom Kippurim and the sorrow of Yom Kippurim are essential. And everybody will agree that the Shvich HaShrayim is not essential. The whole machloikis between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel is just how to learn the Pesukim. Rabbi Kiva holds that the Pesuk should be learned from the end of the Pesuk. Shem Kippur, Kila, Vim Loi Kippur, Loi Kila. Rabbi Yehuda, as we said, says, no, go in the order of the Pesuk. That the Pesuk is teaching us, Mkilos Kolomatanus, Kippur, Vim Loi Kila, Loi Kippur. And the reason Rabbi Yehuda had to say that, because Rabbi Yehuda needed a source to teach us that even the applications of Dam inside are essential. And one of these two Amoraim, Rabbi Yochanan and Rishu Malevi, says the machloikis between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel is Shraim Ma'akvin Kmenayu, or the Shraim Ma'akvin. And Rabbi Kiva is going to hold, Mkila's call, Mkila, that if you did everything that you're supposed to do inside Mechaper, Shvich Shraim, which is not done inside the base of Middle, which is not Ma'akiv, Yehuda holds, Mkila, everything that has to be done, even what's not said in this parasha, is essential. This time, so we had a machlokes, who holds what in this machlokes of Shmuel Rekiva? Who had to understand the machlokes of Shmuel Rekiva? It says, no, this time, Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi, who don't mishraim ma'akvi, don't mishmuel ben Levi, divrei mishraim ma'akvi, according to the mandomer, they hold shraim ma'akvi. The loch is that if you did all of the avodas with the carpet inside the base of Mikdash, and then the shraim spilled out, maybe parachad, you have to bring another carbon, or mask betchil befnim, we have to start all over again. Why do we have to start all over again? Because we have to make shrayim. So we start all over again. This time, obviously, making sure that we have shrayim left over, and those shrayim should be poured on the Yisrael Mizbeach. Now, if the blood would have been spilled out, as we discussed many times, the different applications of that dam. It starts in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, then in the Proichis, then the Mizbeach Azov. So then the halach would be that if the dam spilled at any of those points, we would bring a new animal and we would start all over, but not start all over from the beginning. We would start from where we're up to. But we're here, we finished doing everything, so there's no option to start at any point. So therefore, the halach is, we have to start from the beginning. So we see that Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi is explaining an opinion that holds the Shrai Me'akvi. So when we had one of these two Amoraim, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi, one of them saying that Rabbi Yehuda holds Shrai Me'akvi, presumably it's Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi. Says the Gemara, what forces you to say that? Why you shouldn't necessarily say that? Does Rabbi Yochanan not say that there's opinion that Shrei Makvi. Vam Rabbi Yochanan explaining the opinion of Rabbi Nechemya that we're going to learn later in our Masechet on Daf Kuf Yud, that says that if you brought the Shiur Adam outside the Azara, it has the same halacha as if you brought a carbon chutz la'azara. We know that bringing a carbon chutz la'azara is a very serious avera, as the pasuk says, Hisham alacha pentalai l'secha b'chol makim ashatira. And if somebody does this avera chas v'shalom b'mezid his chayif chorus, as the pasuk says, Ashiyala olai zevach apesachem v'apesach oymai lo yaviyu v'nichrus mi'amav. If you did it b'shayig, you have to bring a karmen. You have to bring a karmen chattis. And Nechemya tells us that the halacha is that not only regarding all the other avoidus that are done with a karmen, does this halacha apply? Tarem Nechemya. The Nechemya says that this is that even applies to the shiori adam. That if the shiori adam were put outside the mizbeach, then yichayif for doing avoida outside the azara. Obviously, Rabbi Nechemya holds like the opinion, the Shirayim Makfi. So we see that Rabbi Yochanan holds of this concept as well, says the Gemara. Kedivrei Eimer, says the Gemara. So why are you saying, the Gemara's question, is only Rabbi Shuban Levi holds Shirayim Makfi? Here we say that Rabbi Yochanan says Rabbi Nechemya also holds Shirayim Makfi, says the Gemara. Kedivrei Eimer, lav lahani tanoi. Hachanami Divrei Eimer, lav lahani tanoi. That we were learning Rabbi Kiva and Yehuda's opinion. And we were talking about, do any of them hold Shirayim Ma'akfi? And that we say that either Rabbi Shuban Levi or Rabbi Yochanan say that Rabbi Yehuda holds Shirayim Ma'akfi. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan says, yes, that there's a man Domit that says Shirayim Ma'akfi, but it has nothing to do with Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. Says the Gemara, so say the same thing regarding Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi. Yes, Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi clearly indicates that you have to do, that there's a mandama that holds Shirayim Ma'akfi. But even if there's a mandama that holds Shirayim Ma'akfi, nowhere in what Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi said his opinion did he say that it has to be either, that it has to be Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore, we don't have a raya any more that's Rabbi Shuban Levi that holds Rabbi Yehuda holds Shirayim Ma'akvi than saying it's Rabbi Yochanan.